Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman. I am your host of Purpose Talk Radio. And today is Friday, May 1st, May Day, May Day, May Day, May Day, not May Day as in trouble, although many people might think that, you know, they might be calling May Day as you would from a sinking ship, because that's how they're feeling right now, and that's unfortunate if that's the case for you, and I'm sorry to hear that, and we're going to hope to be able to help that situation and make it a little bit better today through our Purpose Talk Radio session. So we're going to work with that and see what how we can make that a little bit better and a little bit easier for you to handle in all of this. And, you know, as we do that, I just want to let you know a couple of things about Purpose Talk Radio. We try to bring you things that are meant to promote, help, heal the world, help you feel a little bit better about what's happening, especially about living your purpose in life, whatever that might mean. You know, it can be from right now, for many people, our purpose is very simply being at home and taking things one day at a time. And in some cases, it's taking it 1 minute at a time. And no matter what that means for you, you know, whether it means you're going to work, you're being an essential caregiver, you're doing whatever you've got there, whatever that means, you can do it. You really can. And, you know, the song we just took, I Am Who I Am, is by the group True Trinity. That's Julian Clark's the vocalist. Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself wrote that. You know, I am who I am. And that's what we need to remember as we go through this. You know, being at home, dealing with uncertainties, doesn't take away who you are. It doesn't take away your purpose. It doesn't take away your life. It doesn't take away your relationships with other people. You know, you're still... if you're an at-home worker, if you're an established worker, you're still that. If you're still a parent, a child, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, you're still all of those. You still have your faith, your beliefs in whether it be another being, a spiritual being, or whether it is the universe in general. Those things do not change. Those things are still certain. How we react to them may be very different for each person. How we handle the day-to-day operations of life, being those entities, those labels, because that's all they are, they're labels, might change for each person. And that's okay. You still are who you are, and you're still walking in that spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling whatever you're supposed to be feeling at that moment. And that's what we on Purpose Talk Radio focus on. And so, you know, there's not going to be much participation in this show today.
If you'd like to share afterwards, we're going to do a guided meditation today. If you'd like to share afterwards, you're welcome to do it. We will have the chat room open. You can put information in there if you'd like. You can call 347-205-9074 if you'd like. That's available for you. You can post on the Facebook page, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page, if you'd like. The chat room closes right after the show. The Purpose Talk Radio posting, however, stays indefinitely. Just look for the one that talks about today's show, the Mayday show. I'm calling it Mayday. And like I said, you know, let's hope that you're not calling Mayday like a sinking ship. Instead, let's call it the celebration that the kids are familiar with, that folks are familiar with, about dancing about a maypole, about dancing, celebrating who we are. That's what we want Mayday to be this year and every year, you know? But that's kind of up to each one of us. So what the thought is for today is, so often folks are under stress, or they feel their bodies, their life is uncertain, and they're feeling that stress. And our breathing becomes more shallow. Often we start to even struggle. You know, the term that we're choked off, the terms of, you know, there's a reason for that. Because it is, it when we stop that breathing in a normal, relaxed way, we end up being, we add to the stress that's already on our bodies. So what does that really mean? Okay. What happens is, as you breathe less, the rest of your body, the organs, the blood flow, all of that is cut off a little bit. And it's a little bit more and more, the shallower your breathing becomes. You know, that's why when somebody is strangled, when they, you know, when they sleep the wrong way and they crimped off their neck and their lungs, their windpipe or whatever, that's when they struggle to be able to sleep properly, to be able to wake properly, to whatever. You know, that's why with this virus thing, as people are being struggling to breathe, they have to have a little extra help, the ventilators that are in there. It's a breathing process that we need to remember to do every single day. And as we take the time to breathe more and to breathe more deeply, we keep our bodies and our minds and our spirits healthier. Breath truly is life. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. So what I want to do is take you through a guided meditation today. And I did not grab my background music. Well, so there will be some periods of dead air, possibly quieter air, as people jump in here, and it's going to be what it's going to be. But we're going to try and keep it moving along, as well as allowing you to the time to breathe. So if I can get to it, Mona Garcia has allowed me to use her music and a song called Simplicity that is available from Reverb Nation and on her website if you care to use it. If I can get to that music, I will do that. But what the thing about all of that is, background music isn't necessary, so it really doesn't matter. I said if we can find it, we'll use it. So what I want you to do is find a place where you are comfortable, where you have full access to taking some deep breaths. Now, if you're driving, if you happen to be listening to the show at this point, or in a place where you can't, obviously, come back to it later. The show is at the same place, whether you're listening to it live or whether you're listening to it. What's the word I want? Archived. Thank you very much. Yeah, whether it's live or archived, it's going to be at the same link. So you can come back to it, listen to it later. You can come back to it and listen to it every day if you want or need to, just to make it a little easier to deal with the days going forward. Hopefully this will help just a bit for you. So, as I myself take a deep breath, I invite you to do the same. You know, uncross arms, legs, whatever, so that you're just very, in a very relaxed space. And like I say, take a couple of deep breaths. Be as relaxed as you possibly can be at this point. You'll hear a couple of different ways of doing it. You can either breathe in through your nose, your mouth. You can breathe in through your mouth and out through your nose, however you want to bring in and you know, and out the energy that you need. Bring in the good, blow out anything that you don't need. She's going to use Power of Angels behind us at this point. Now, I want us to think of things around us. Think of a place where you're very comfortable. We love. You know, for some people, that's maybe in their home or out elsewhere, a beach, by a tree. Some people, you might picture yourself soaking in a bathtub, in a shower. Whatever it is that is a place to you that is extremely relaxing and comfortable, and picture yourself there. We are to picture all the possible colors in our lives. Some people call them chakras, some people call them energy fields. Some just call them the wheels of color. as we relax. And first of all, you can either find your feet planted firmly on the ground, or if you're laying flat, the whole back of your body flat and grounded. You know, if you can pick your feet up, that's great. Plant them flatly somewhere. Known as the root. And we picture a bright red. It's at the base of our spine. You know, it represents the earth, the solidness of our life, that root, that grounding. And take a deep breath in again. And picture that red, full, round grounding of your body. We then move to the area of our lower abdomen, just below the navel. And it's the color orange. And that's the water in our lives. The element associated with it is water. The feeling behind it was what they call sacral, and all of our motions, the creativity, sexual energy. It controls our abundance, our well-being, our pleasure points. And we take in a deep breath and look at that orange, that bright orange coloring in the abdomen of our body as it connects right next to the bright red of the root chakra. We then move up into the solar plexus of our area. And this is the area of confidence. And it's the upper part of our abdomen. And a lot of us right now, you know, if we're left of uncertainty. Excuse me, if we're lacking it, if we're in the area of uncertainty. You know, kind of struggling that self-love, that area. It's a color yellow. And it's connected to the fire element. You know, sometimes we feel like our fire has gone out. That's the area that we're talking about. That's the area where sometimes people have, you know, that icky feeling in their stomach. That's why they've lost some of that fire in their body, the fire in their spirit. So we look at that yellow. And we picture it bright and blooming in the solar plexus. And that's the that's self-worth, self-confidence, as it builds and grows and blooms. And we breathe in that deep, reassuring understanding of ourselves. We then move up into the heart chakra. Now that area of the bridges, the upper and lower part of our bodies. No, it's not evenly, but still that center heart area of the joy, the inner peace. The color we see with that is green, And the element associated with that is air. So we take a deep breath in. We think of all the green that's in our lives around us. Right now, many areas are budding, blooming, have the luscious green of our lives around us. We take in that inner peace. We breathe in the inner peace. Not all the uncertainty. We breathe in that self-love, that joy, the emotions we want to have. And we think of the connection to the other areas that we've just covered. We then move up into the throat area. And this is the area where people struggle to speak their truth, to speak for who they purposely are at this moment. We sometimes feel that constricting. The area of communication, the self-expression, who we are. The color with it associated is usually blue. And it is right at the throat. It gives voice to who we are. And the element associated with that is sound and music. So as we think of the blues, think of the blue in your life. Things that are blue. Think of music. Think of your favorite songs and how they probably bring you pleasure in some way, shape, or form. We breathe that energy in. And release anything that does not allow us to speak our truth. As we move up into the chakra areas, again, remember to ground and connect all those previous areas as you scan your body up, down, and relax as we go through this. And breathing in the full force that is yourself. Giving yourself the strength, the power that you need. And then releasing any of the uncertainties, anything that you need to that is not, was not one. The area that's called the third . We know we're going to be okay here. I've heard many people say that they've ended up with headaches. So you bring a connection to you. Okay, that I'm. Just that knowing that something around you was good, that you were supposed to do something. And you didn't know why you were supposed to do it. You just knew, and it came out so good. That's that intuition, the wisdom. That's what's a part of you. And you breathe in that purple intuition. And again, connecting it to the rest of your body. And breathe out any unknowing. as we move up. You know, and for some people, you know, if we think of ages, some people may not even be at this level. Everybody is today as we go through this. The very top of your head, known as the crown. It's the very highest chakra. It's the top of our heads. It's a violet. It's a bright, brilliant color. It's the inner and outer beauty. It's connecting us to the spirit of who we are. Some say it's connecting us to our divine power, our divine strength. We breathe in all that we are. For those of us who believe we are and understand that we are connected to spirit, to something greater than ourselves, this is usually where it comes from. I tend to think that on most levels, everybody thinks that there's something out there that's more than we are. You may not be able to define it. That's okay. For now, you are connecting out into that great vast universe. Again, as you take a breath in and scan your entire body and keep breathing gently. Easily and yet deeply, to understand there is only peace in your entire body. Now, as you again look around you at this beautiful space that you know is very peaceful and calming to you, look around it. Notice if the colors, the sounds, the feelings around you have changed at all. They've probably become a little bit brighter, a little more distinct. So I invite you in your mind to stand up in this location if you can. If you prefer just to sit up, whatever it might be. But we're gonna go on a journey. If you prefer or decide you want to have a little more mobility, picture yourself jumping on a bike. Or if you use a wheelchair, something very motorized, it's very easy to control and going to go right over the landscape that you're at. Whatever it is, we're going to journey a little bit here. So we're going to notice the different types of air that are around us. And I want you to feel the breeze that's in this area you enjoy. Maybe it's ever so slight. Maybe it's a comforting spring air, a gentle wind. Maybe it's total stillness. But believe it or not, it's all circulating around you. It's the universe's way of breathing. I want you to take that in. Breathe it in yourself. And notice how it fills your body. And how you're able to continue on this journey because of it. Breathe in that wonderful, refreshing breeze. And gently breathe out any concerns. Now let's take a little walk a little further. Like I say, whether it's a walk or a bike or a roll, whatever it is, that you're moving forward along a path. I want you to look around in your environment. See if you notice any plants around. And I want you to go up to that plant. I want you to go up to that tree. Whatever that growing vessel is. For some, it might even be, you know, sometimes I think of a dandelion. This time of year, they're so beautiful. You know, with the yellow. And I want you to look at the colors that are brought up for you in that plant. And I want you to notice how the plant moves with the wind and how it breathes and takes in what it needs to survive. Now, plants under stress don't seem to take on the same that our human bodies do. Look at that plant. It doesn't have any of that stress. It's fully growing, blooming, reacting to whatever's around it. It's taking in that fresh air. As I want you to do, take in that fresh air and picture yourself being like a plant right now. Taking in that fresh air around you and letting it go all the way through your body. You know, you're breathing in through your mouth. Make sure it goes through the top of your head and down through the bottom of your feet. Take in a deep breath and let it go all the way through to the tips of your fingertips. Tips of your fingers, the edges of your toes, the base of your heel. Let it run all the way down your spine and back up as you take another deep breath and breathe just like a plant, taking it all in and letting it bring you stronger and stronger with each inhalation. And just breathe for a moment, easily, carefully. Noticing how your body expands and contracts in the process. Breathe it in, gently and easily. And now I want us to look around again and notice if there's any animals in this environment with you. If you don't see any right away, call to your favorite animal. Let it join you in this environment, whether it normally belongs there or not. Let it come to you. Notice how it greets you. You know, if we're talking a dog or a cat or something that's a common domestic animal, you know, it's probably going to come up to you. And it's joy and it's panting and it's running and it's taking these cool breaths. And that world as it joins you. For me, it might be a koala. For some, it might be squirrels or chipmunks. Although I don't want to put ideas into your head, I want you and your body and your imagination to create that. And I want you to greet that animal in any way appropriate for you. Whether it be hugging or petting it or talking, carrying on a conversation. And notice too, the animals don't seem to mind anything that's going on right now. It doesn't impact them. Just keep going breathing. Now I want to have you transition yourself into one of those animals or a relative of them. Imagine yourself being part of that pack. That coincides with that favorite animal of yours. Or the one that you saw. If you just went on this journey and an animal just appeared, you can go later on and see how, do some internet research perhaps, check how that animal connects to you. If you called your favorite animal forward, you know why it's your favorite. And I want you to think about that. Think about that connection. Again, as you breathe in and take all that energy, that strength of that particular breed of animal in with you. And again, let it go through your entire body. Every breath that is there is important. Take the strength, the power, the wittiness of that animal. Now, all animals survive with a little bit of that intuition, that wisdom that keeps them from being prey. Take in that energy, but breathe in that strength. That grounding, that gut feeling that those animals have. And breathe out what you don't want right now. If you wish to exhale, if helping that with a little bit of extra noise, sound that comes with it, go right ahead. You know? Whatever it takes. Now again, look around that environment. That's yours. That's your favorite area. See if that has changed at all again. It's probably even become a little more special to you right now. Because of that extra power that you've put into it. Now, as you transition again back to yourself, I want you to find yourself having wings, whether it be a butterfly or some other winged animal. Or winged being, like angels, song we're doing. Something, as you're able to, let the wind pick you up and carry you. The breath of that environment, of that very being, picks you up and lets you soar over. And just float. And I want you to let all of that energy you've just created, all of the wonderful breath that you've taken in, I want you to fly over your current home and hang on to that strength. In the environment that you call home, that you call work, that you call whatever it is where you are in reality, in real lifetime, your car, your home, whatever it is. And I want you to look over the top of it. And if you see anything that's amiss right now, I want you to breathe that energy that you have taken in over the top of it to clean it, to clear it away. Anything that doesn't seem in place, anything that feels uncertain, anything that gives you doubt, breathe the energy from yourself right now that you've taken in into that area to exchange it. And make it whole and real and warm, just like your other space was. And keep remembering you have all that wonderful air that's still over the top of you to breathe in and shed back over the environment. That's your normal day-to-day areas. And do that for as many areas as you need to right now so that everything around you in your current real life space feels as good as your place of joy. Breathe the joy, intuition, the grounding, the voice. The being. All that sacred space the connection to the divine, the beyond you. Breathe all those colors, those vibrant, vibrant colors that you relaxed with before. Breathe those into that space. The grounding red. The sacral orange. The solar gold yellow. The green in the hearts, the blue of the throat, the purple of the third eye, and the violet of that crown. And I want you to go back to, and think of the elements, the divine elements that were a part of that. You know, the divine being, the element of the light that was from a third eye, music and sound, the throat, the air associated with your heart, the fire in the solar plexus, the water of the sacral, and the earth of the grounding. And again, putting all the power that you created before into that area. I now want you to come back to, fly back to your safe space that you created before, that you were in when you first caught the wind and the animals and the plants, and come back to that space and land a nice soft landing in one of your favorite spots again. And transition back to yourself. And again, breathing in the wonderful person you are. Shake out every part of your body, literally, figuratively, and tell yourself, I am okay. I am fully grounded. I am fully safe. I take every breath I need. Fully and completely at this time. I take every breath and completely at this time. If you need to think of it another way, you can tell yourself, I'm like the wind, the plants, the animals. That breathe without any hesitation. And I breathe fully and completely. Going even further, I breathe fully and completely every moment of every day. So as we come back out of our time of meditation, take one last deep breath as you look around. Breathe out anything you don't want to take back to your current location, to your current being. Leave it there. Let this beautiful spot transition it instead for you. And bring yourself back into the space, taking one last deep breath in through your head, the top of your head, and letting it go down through your body, through your third eye, through the throat, through the heart, through the solar plexus, through the sacral area, to the grounding. And remember that grounding. Remember how that feels right now for you. As you stop and know that at any moment you can return to this space. You can walk through it again quicker if you need to. You can do it as a jump start to your day. You can relax with it, whatever you do. This space, this time is yours. It's always here. It's always available for you. It's up to you what you do with it. It's totally up to you. And as we come back into this space of where you were before. Again, shake off whatever you need to. And tell yourself you are okay. And just breathe. So and we already did that with the guided meditation. So the affirmation for this week, I am like the wind, plants, animals that breathe without any hesitation. I take every breath fully and completely, every moment of every day. I am this talk realizations. First up radio conversations group. So you can find it over there. And if you want to comment on this, you're welcome to call in. 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. You can put something in the chat room if you'd like. If you're on Facebook, just read the conversations, has the post for tonight. So again, we're here to find you. You can email me, too, if you've got questions, comments. You know, feel free to drop me a message. You can do that at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-U-S-E-D-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com.
and we can chat about it. Because, you know, I realize people are going through a tough time. And I don't want to see that. So, as we started the show, the theme song is I Am Who I Am. Walking in the spirit, moment by fulfilling my own destiny. Still realize that we are. There's we don't always know what that is. In fact, some people have no idea until it happens. Some people find their so there's a lot going on with that. But whatever it is, you know, invite you to join us when you can at parkradio.com. We've got former shows posted there. We have them still at Blog Talk Radio. And I hope you can get through all that's going on. That brings giving into you every time you listen. So again, this song by music I was playing in the background was Mona Garcia. You can find her on Reverb Nation. You can find her on Facebook as well. The song that we were playing the song that we were playing was Power of Angels. And she has some other offers from which she's over time. So this song, and it's used with permission. The song I now leave you with is I Am Who I Am by True Trinity, vocalist Jillian Clark. The writer is Jillian Rachel Grace and myself. And until next time, know that you are safe. Wish you all soul blessings. And I thank you for listening. And three stay so.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Thank you.